when you ask a librarian this question, they all like puff up. You can feel the American flag waving their background. When people, I get asked this question too. I get asked at parties, like, why are you a librarian? Is that still a thing? And there was this big, you know, question about, you know, are libraries relevant? And my answer to that has to do, you know, if libraries are not relevant, then, and this is going to sound weird, but the Constitution is not relevant. Something that's really important to us in the library profession is that we are ardent defenders of the First Amendment. And when we say that, you know, your ability to read what you want and listen to what you want and get what you want from your local library, that's protected speech under the Constitution. So we want to be able to protect that right as best we can. When I say as best we can, I mean, you know, fighting tooth and nail. Librarians have gone to federal courts fighting things like the Patriot Act, fighting things about, you know, releasing patron records, all of those things. You know, we've fought for that because we believe that your First Amendment rights are, you know, essential to our democracy. But on top of that, too, you know, if you look at some of the services that libraries provide, they still line up with some of these constitutional rights. Alice mentioned, you know, I think it was earlier about being able to use the library as a meeting place. I mean, that's your, you know, your right to peacefully assemble. That's something that we do at the library. And I know that people talk about, you know, why do we need libraries when we have Google and Amazon and all points in between? But Google and Amazon exist and provide you information and are collecting all of that personal information and selling it back to the highest bidder. Us at the library, we exist purely to create an informed citizenry. I'm from Central Ohio, and Colorado, as I've learned, has some of the most stringent library privacy laws in the country. That means that there's nobody that can dig into your history about what you're reading or, you know, what you're getting from the library. And I think that's an essential thing that makes us different from Google and Amazon. We're not selling that information. We don't want that information. We just want you to improve your life and learn. We're not trying to create and turn a profit from that. While I'm still standing on my soapbox, though, when we're talking about all of these things in libraries, the one thing that's really important and why I mentioned privacy is that the relationship between you as a citizen and your librarian, that's a sacred bond. That's something, you know, everything is said in confidence. One of the biggest cuts that I didn't mention earlier is that we had to let staff go. We had to lay staff off to make our budget obligations.
Always painful.
But it's painful for more reasons than, you know, just not seeing a friendly face. You know, now that's a person who, you know, you're able to confide in, the person you're able to ask, you know, that you weren't afraid to feel like you weren't informed in front of, because they were the person that was able to come out and help you. And I think that's the cut that's been the deepest for us. So yeah, when people ask, you know, why do we need libraries for, you know, all of these reasons, you know, the library stands up for you, making sure that you can be an informed citizen so that you can keep your elected officials and take them to task. Something that we talk about a lot too, we've had times where our meeting rooms at our libraries, for, you know, 1 hour, we'll have people that are coming in that are, you know, writing thank you letters to President Trump for everything he's done. And then the next hour right after that, we have another group come in that's writing letters to their senators to try to stop some cabinet appointees. And this all happens in one place peacefully, that sort of, you know, community action to get involved in government. We're the incubator for democracy. And I know that's something that people don't think about when they think of the library. They think of, oh, it's a place I can get my DVDs, place I can get my newest bestseller. But we offer that service at our core to defend these rights and get people involved in their community.